This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Time's almost up for all of you tax procrastinators. If you haven't filed your return yet and you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, Michelle Singletary has some tips for you. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. I spoke with her earlier. Michelle, people have only 3 days left before the dreaded April 15th deadline. What should they do if they realize they're just not going to have enough time to finish their return?
Listen, the best thing you can do is not to panic, because the IRS does allow you to have a four-month extension if you can't do it by April 15th. Now, that sounds kind of weird, because the flip side of that is if you owe taxes, you have to pay them by April 15th. So that means you've got to do some figuring and factoring, as my grandmother used to say, to figure out how much you owe, because you still got to put that check in the mail on April 15th.
What if you don't have the money to put that check in the mail?
Well, don't cry. Because there is a friendlier IRS these days. And the fact of the matter is that you can apply for an IRS installment agreement and basically ask for, an extension to pay. So you would pay a little every month depending on your situation. You would use Form 9465. It's called the Installment Agreement Request. And you send it in with your return. You can also just write a request and send that in with your return and basically say, this is how much I can pay every month, when I can pay it during that month. And the IRS will get back to you generally in about 30 days.
And Michelle, remind us what the most common mistakes are that people make when they're filling out their returns.
You know, it's very simple things like not putting down the correct Social Security number for themselves or their dependents, not signing the return, and not signing the check if you have to pay taxes. Now, listen, the IRS isn't going to buy that. Oops, I forgot to sign my check. You will still be penalized. So you want to make sure that you do those things. Another thing is people don't put down the right filing status. A lot of people get confused with head of household status. And if you go to the IRS website, www.irs.gov, there's a great explanation of exactly what is head of household so that you know that you meet those requirements. You know, also people sometimes don't realize they can deduct the interest that they pay on their home equity line. I get lots of letters that say, oh no, you can't do that unless you use the money for home improvements. That's just not so. You can deduct the interest on a home equity line if it's not used for home improvements.
Okay, what if you have signed your check, you've sent your return in, and then you say, oh my gosh, I forgot something very important. I forgot to put in some deductions, or I omitted some income, something grave like that. What can you do?
Yeah, you know, again, the thing is, don't panic. There are solutions to that. If you forget to add something to your return, you know, some income, or say a 1099, you just found it on your desk and you didn't realize it, which is income that you have coming in, you can file a Form 1040X. And generally, you have 3 years after you file your return to make an amendment to that. So again, the thing is, don't panic. You can amend that return, and you have 3 years from the date that you filed it.
And I know a lot of people are worried about being audited. What realistically are the chances they will be audited, and what are some of the indicators that the IRS will look at?
The good news is that very few people are audited. They just don't have the staff to do that. But the red flags are, you know, outrageous things. You know, lots of deductions compared to your income. Taking a home office deduction, that sometimes sends up a red flag. If the Social Security numbers don't match for your dependents, now you have to have a Social Security number for dependents that you list on your tax return. In addition, unreported income. Listen, when you get income, say you're a freelancer or something like that, you get a 1099. The IRS also gets one. So if you omit that income, that would be something that will call up your return.
And Michelle, what if you have an accountant that plays a little loose with the rules? Are you responsible, or is the accountant responsible?
You are responsible. Then they still may file charges against the accountant. But this is really an important point, and I'm glad you asked me this question. Everything on your tax return, you are responsible for. Because at the end of the return, you sign that everything is correct. So even if they do something that you don't know about, you're supposed to look through that return and know. So you are absolutely held responsible for everything on your tax return. That's why you should not be coerced into being more aggressive than you're comfortable with, because at the end of the day, they're going to come after you.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's also the author of Spend Well, Live Rich. Thanks for joining us, Michelle.
You're welcome.